Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Yes, it is. And yes, we will, because yes, we can. So here we are. Yabba-dabba-doo. April 4th. April Fools has, I was not around yesterday, so I don't know the latest. Did I?
Yeah, did you get other than
my grandson Miles tried to, the story of an 8-year-old trying to prank his grandfather is actually a pretty good one. It was, I think sometimes this stuff gets overdone, but it's fun just to relate to it. Why did you get pranked at all?
No, we kind of like all forgot about April Fool's Day.
Well, because it was on Saturday and yada yada yada. Right. All right. Well, so there are good things going on as usual. That's why they call this the Good Day. We call it the Good Day program because there are stories like that of Shirley Goodman. She is known as the Dancing Nana. She and her family posting a lot on Instagram videos of this great-grandmother tap dancing and shimmying and doing the dances and having a great time at parties, et cetera, et cetera. She's 100, she says, whoever you heard say this before, it's just a number to me. Yes, it is. She lives by herself, independently, down in Sarasota. She says, quote, I would advise people, if they like music at all, to keep it in their lives. Don't just sit at home in a rocking chair. What great advice that is.
Yeah, keep right? moving. Keep it going.
Keep yourself moving. Right, exactly. How did she get to be 100? A lot of people may be surprised that she doesn't eat healthy and is an energetic 100-year-old. Despite obstacles, she has heart disease and other health problems.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the advice, okay? And once again, where have you heard this before? Keep moving. She was born up in Troy, New York, started dancing when she was 8 years old. Her father was a vaudevillian, taught her how to tap dance. She opened up her own dancing school when she was a teenager. She taught ballet and ballroom dancing. Then she got married, and that was the end of that school. But she has continued to enjoy dancing all of her life. She does yoga. Every morning she's on FaceTime with her daughter, who is up in Albany. She says, life comes with setbacks. So it does. But you ought to, we all can stay resilient if you look upon them in the lessons that are learned. I think that's probably, she says there have been a lot of things in her life that have been negative, but she always tries to stay positive. Nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
She got married in 19...
Good mentality.
Yeah, exactly. She was married in 43. Her husband... was a pilot, went to World War II, shot down, was a prisoner of war for a couple of years. When he came home, they had 4 children, and they stayed married until he died in 1995. This lady's had, Shirley Goodman's had 2 open-heart surgeries. She's had problems with clogged arteries, has a pacemaker and a stent. She has vision problems and hearing problems, but man, oh man, you keep on dancing and a-prancing. She also says one of her bits of advice is to enjoy what you're eating. You know what? I'm going to throw that. I'm going to put that into the fun food. Go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. She likes to have a cookie along with her breakfast each day. She likes a piece of chocolate after each meal in the form of a cookie with breakfast. Yep. I know you enjoy your cookies.
I do.
And her children used to get on her case to eat better. And then, of course, when she turned 90-something, they were like, okay, never mind. She's going to outlive us all. Let her eat what she wants. But she also says that she eats small meals. So she's not eating a lot of what she likes to eat, but she still has what she wants to eat.
You know, I think I understand. I eat pretty sparsely when I'm by myself. I eat because I have to, not because I want to, and I really honestly enjoy a meal, a good meal. The best meals I have sometimes are on the airplane going back and forth from the East Coast to the West Coast, and I always eat too much. We had a good meal yesterday coming back, had a good meal Friday going out, and it's isn't it funny? you know, how you value things, I think, as much as anything else. And I've had three chocolate chip cookies on the plane yesterday coming back. It's, you know, silly stuff like that. And so it's just, this is a great reminder for us not to take things too seriously, especially when you look around at the things that are happening. In your estimation, Jay, I think I would like the idea of starting the hour with what you think is the most important, or you do a lot of research. We all do. I was on, into a lot of different stuff on a plane yesterday, looking into some things that would be interesting conversations, I think. But from your point of view, is the Trump thing, I guess that's, I shouldn't ask the question because I know the answer.
Yeah, that's probably right. The biggest thing happening, and it'll probably be the biggest news story again tomorrow.
Well, it'll be number one this week. You can be sure on the countdown show. That will go without being said. I find it very difficult to absorb the fact that this guy is a billionaire, and yet people, I'm looking at all the begging that's been going on. There was a very emotional moment when Lindsey Graham was on with Sean Hannity, and he asked viewers to visit Donald Trump's fundraising page. Boy, these guys have got a lot of chutzpah.
Well, and I think it's less about the money itself and more of the fact of how much fun, how many people are giving and how many people are joining in on this.
Yeah, and that's what is it. I'm against the grain on this, and I know that, and I don't have to be with the grain. I can be not with the grain necessarily. This whole business about the indictment, this has been going on for 6 years now, the Stormy Daniels thing. Now he's certainly going to use this in his campaign, and there'll be mugshots galore, I'm sure, whatever it is. Although the news media is not going to be allowed into this circus. There is going to be the judge says, no, you guys, you know, do your pictures outside. So at any rate, the fact that they've raised $7 million just astounds me, that people think they have to give money to help this guy who, even beyond all of the other things, whether this is a political hatchet job, which it is as far as I'm concerned, and this is the worst example that we can come up with recently of using politics for this is a political hatchet job. Now, whether we can disagree or argue about whether he did the right thing, because he didn't do the right thing. There was nothing about whatever he did with Stormy Daniels that was sort of moral, ethical, but that's not really the point here.
And they've always been after Trump, so it's not right. Like if this were the first time that they were coming after him for something, it may even be a different story.
Yeah, it's just that we have now gone back to the Richard Nixon era of using our political clout to go after somebody that we don't like. And then what it does, it always, always, always backfires. These people are not bright enough. What's his face? The attorney general in New York City and all those who are cheering him on. Yeah, go get Trump. Yeah, he's a bad guy. Yeah, it is a ridiculous waste of taxpayer money. So is there another way to get him? Well, there are plenty of places that he's vulnerable. But in doing this, you further divide the country. There's nothing if you're really thinking about the country, whether it's Trump or what's his name, Al. He so annoys me. I don't even want to. What's the guy's name that's the attorney general?
Bragg.
New York. What is it? Bragg. Right. That's it. Okay. So Mr. Bragg is going to be for sure bragging about this. We can get, this is all in my mind, and I've been around observing things for a long time. I get how they want to play this, and both sides are playing their base like fiddles, and people are getting played $7 million to Trump for his defense fund? What, are you nuts? It is crazy.
But again, it goes to show that people are standing behind him and people are willing to put their own money for it. And again, it's more about the numbers and the meaning behind it than the actual number, the actual money itself.
I don't even know those numbers. I don't agree with you. I mean, I get that, yeah, it's what people are doing, but why? Why is there this? It's like this is Easter week and Easter Sunday, and Trump is like Jesus in a manner of speaking. You know, there's this worshiping of him that is very unhealthy. Anybody who gets that much, it's the same. Nobody really worships Biden the same way, but there's too much worshiping going on of people who don't really deserve it. So he may have been, in your mind, a good president. Why are you so crazy about this? It just, it leaves me cold, frankly. But I'm also, I'm appalled, frankly, that people would stand up. If you wanted to sign something to support Donald Trump, that's one thing. I get that. And, you know, if I had some cause that I wanted to support, I'd be standing up there. There are lots of political and governmental things that we ought to stand behind and fix and get behind, you know, in terms of numbers. To $7 million, aye, man. So, okay. Now, the next thing on the bill of fare here, it seems to me, and you're going to hear a lot more about this from me, is artificial intelligence. I've had more conversations about this over the weekend. My son-in-law is in charge of technology at UCLA. There's a committee of professors, and he's the chairman of it, and he's going to be active in looking at a lot of this stuff. And so AI, okay, in some respects. But then there's this business about AI on the radio. Let's just focus. Radio is my business. And so radio is how I'm going to approach this, at least on the the outside of it. Inside, I believe there's nothing good to be gained from all this artificial intelligence. I think it's scary as hell, and I think people should be very wary of it and be actively, if you want to spend time, do something worthwhile instead of sending money to Trump, you better be taking advantage, or you better be, there's a lot of information out there, and learn about what this stuff is all about.
Well, when Elon Musk is getting involved saying, hey, we need to slow this down, who have companies that are part of AI development. That's saying something.
Yeah. Also, Drew Carey on his radio program, the host of The Price is Right, said that he had an experience with it. They used it to try to frame some stuff with his work, and it worked badly. All right, food for thought, 18 after this. Good day.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale starts now with limited quantity deals on select performance PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Save on select Vostro laptops with built-in security features and select Latitude laptops with enhanced privacy, collaboration, and connectivity. Save on select essential accessories plus free shipping and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Protect your engine better with new Syntec Full Synthetic High Mileage Motor Oil only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec High Mileage is formulated for today's engines with over 75,000 miles. Now get 5 quarts of Syntec High Mileage and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $34.99. Limit supply. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Yeah.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Divine Doug S. Here we are, 23. After this, the Good Day program. Time now for a focus on some social media, some trending things, celebrity news, the genius of communication and connection is that we can go all over the place talking about things. And a lot of folks thinking about Christine McVie and why she died so, well, this has been, what, 4 months ago, I think, right? 4 or 5 months ago. She was 79 when she passed away. So the cause of her death has been revealed, and we're going to get to that right after this.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
I pride myself with how much information we pass along to all of you during the course of the program every day. And so this is from the info department. Certainly everybody knows, or most everybody knows, I think, depending on your age, who Christine McVie was and how important she was to the singing group Fleetwood Mac. I found her, I actually am pretty taken with both of them, whether it was her, Christine McVie, or whether it's Stevie Nicks, both of them I thought were, well, Stevie still is, but the way they sang, the way they conducted themselves, it was just always wonderful to watch them as they performed. Anyway, apparently she had a stroke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and when she had passed, the family had announced that she passed away in the hospital after a short illness.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it looks like there was so much more to this.
Well, she had metastatic cancer, and they found the cells around her body. Apparently it had spread from one place to another, and they didn't really find what the root of it was. But she always looked pretty healthy. It's interestingly enough. Yeah.
She did. She was 79 at the age of her death, and she just seemed like she had so much life left. And the primary cause stroke and secondary was cancer.
Yep. And so anyway, think of some of the songs that she like everywhere. That music haunts me in a good way. You know, you can keep the lines of some of these songs and the music itself, and I say the same thing about Stevie Nicks as well. The music, the way it was like genius. These things don't happen by accident. The Beatles didn't get it. You can say, well, it was an accident. No, it wasn't. These people were born to be together, frankly. Any of these great groups that have come along, I believe that the right thing happens for the right reason. These people all got together and they all were very good by themselves, but then when they get together, it's so much better. And if you go back through the catalog of music from Fleetwood Mac and how much Christy McVie, I loved watching her on the stage, standing up at the keyboard and watching her sing and kind of,
they were all so individually talented. And they were brought together. It was amazing. Their Rumors album, I mean, it was hit after hit after hit.
Yeah. And she was honored by a number of the people at the Grammy Awards this past month. So, all right, well, good thoughts about Christy McVie, even though she passed early. Now we know at least the rest of the story. 28 after here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, talking and listening, hugging and kissing are wonderful methods of communication. But you and your pet, let's face it, don't live on a desert island. There are plenty of other people, not to mention sights, sounds, experiences, and smells that are unfamiliar and could potentially be frightening to your dog or even your cat. You know, it's really important to socialize your pets. Whether or not you live in a city, for example, you live in a suburb, sooner or later, your pet may have to go to the city, get them used to the sounds. If you live near a firehouse, they have to get used to the sounds of the siren. You know, the most important thing besides educating your pet is spending time socializing your pet to the neighborhood and all the different sounds and smells, other dogs and people walking by. Very often I'm called in when a dog moves from the suburbs to the city because he can't deal with that change. Well, if you gradually introduce your dog to it, he'll be absolutely fine. The same thing holds true if you're having a baby. Socialize the dog to the sounds of a new baby before the baby comes. This way, if you spend the time socializing your pet, it'll make it a lot easier for him to understand what's going on. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump arrived in New York late yesterday afternoon ahead of his court appearance in Manhattan today. Trump should arrive at the courthouse around 11 a.m. Eastern. At 1 p.m., roads will be closed around the courthouse. At 2:15, the arraignment will begin. It might only take about 15 to 30 minutes. Still cameras only will be allowed in the courtroom, and only to be taking pictures before the proceedings. Former Vice President Mike Pence on CNN.
I think this is an outrage, but I also think at a time when the American people are struggling so much, that this will only further serve to divide our country. The message that this sends to the wider world is a terrible message about the American justice system. And I would that this Manhattan DA would have thought better of it and put the interests of the nation first.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Of the day is to me, Doug Steffen at 855-999-DOUG. That's the number, 855-999-3684. Call us with what's on your mind. The hour now, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, April the 4th, with the Duggar and Jay Kirshner is here, a genius in the making. There she is, ladies and gentlemen, the winner this year of the Gracie Award. The ladies all won it last year collectively. She wins it by herself this year. That means we're moving up, Jay. Right? moving up. An inspiration for sure. A genius is the one most like himself. Think about that. Huh? A genius.
I like that.
Don't you like that?
A free thinker thinks for themselves, not just following somebody else.
Yes, exactly. be on your own. Be on your best behavior most of the time and learn from yourself much as anything else. Somebody has poked me a little bit here on the Donald Trump discussion. The money that's been raised hasn't necessarily gone. I think some people think the money has gone to a defense fund, but apparently it's gone, most of it's gone to his campaign, which is even more bizarre, as far as I'm concerned.
Almost makes more sense.
There's the, his PAC has already begun attempting to turn this into a way to put money into the coffers. I Stand With Trump t-shirts are all over the place. They will probably raise a lot of money. And so anyway, I just find the whole thing. And then I was looking into, I remember when Stormy Daniels said that she was going to dance down the street when Trump was indicted. Well, apparently yesterday somebody captured her words, and apparently she's now saddened. She has no joy in her heart, she says, in the Trump indictment. Well, what did Trump... Really, he sort of trashed her when this first surfaced. Mm-hmm. And was she the one who said, I had an affair or not? It's not a, when you're dealing with a prostitute, I don't think it's an affair. It's
well, she's not a prostitute, though. She is an adult film star.
Okay, all right. Right. Mm-hmm. Well, in a sense.
And she was paid to keep her mouth shut.
Well, but did she say she was going to open it? How'd that, I don't remember how that all got started. Did she say, I'm going to tell everybody that you as a presidential candidate had sex with me?
That is a good question, especially because she has finally spoken out about things, saying that on the one hand, she is happy. She feels like justice is being served. Nobody, no politician, no person of power should be above the law. And at the same time, she is scared because she's receiving death threats.
Well, of course she is.
All
from
of
the
that,
Trumpers.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. In the meantime, why didn't she receive them before? She didn't bring these charges up. The DA in New York... who probably has gotten some death threats as
well. I was going to say, I'm sure he and his family are getting threats
right.
as well.
Yeah, which shows you the tone and the tenor of the people who are supporting that. But if you support, my biggest problem with Donald Trump is that he blames everybody else for whatever his problems are. And there are lots of people in the world who do that. I don't think that that's, if you're a real mature individual, you take responsibility for your own actions. Has he ever said to Stormy Daniels, I'm sorry, or even, never mind, to Stormy Daniels, but to the public, I'm sorry that I did this. It was something that I
really... Well, he
really...
still alleges he didn't do it.
Oh, right.
Well, and to answer your question of kind of where it started, apparently the timeline of... that led up to charges was that in January 2018, the Wall Street Journal reported that Trump had arranged, allegedly, the money to go to Stormy Daniels in October 2016 to prevent her from discussing the sexual encounter that happened in 2006. Like, so far removed.
But did she come? That the question still is, did she go to Donald Trump and say, I'm going to spill the beans? I'm going to tell the story. Or was this an offensive move or a defensive move on the part of Trump, knowing that he had this in his closet and if it became public, it wouldn't be good for his presidential aspirations? See, I don't remember back that far to it. I just kind of, you know, it was like a blip. I didn't really care except, you know, the fact that he denied it when, you know, when she describes what his hoo-hoo looks like, you know, it's kind of the same thing with, what's her face that had the encounter in the White House with Clinton?
Oh, Monica Lewinsky.
Monica Lewinsky, right. She described his yada yada to a T. And so does Stormy Daniels describe that about Trump. So, yeah, come on. What a stew, right? Thinking about it, the stew continues to, but the whole business about blaming, maybe there's a lesson in this, the whole business about understanding that the world, your world, our world, everybody's world is a reflection of what's going on inside of you. And so maybe you're confused. I have on occasion said some things askance about my parental upbringing, not me as a parent, but my parents as parents. We all have that kind of stuff. I don't know of any, there are very few families that I know of that are kind of normal. There's a dysfunction in pretty much every family. Yours may be an exception. Good for you, Jay. I don't see any dysfunction there. But most everybody comes from, well, let's just say a majority of us come from that sort of thing. And even if it isn't, taking responsibility, I go back to Trump and him saying, I didn't do that. You know, what else is he going to say? And then it's surprising that his wife, what does she do in all of this? And,
well, according to sources, she's going to stand by him, but her main focus is to protect her son.
Yeah, of course. And that should be the number one thing. Do you ever hear Trump talk about his son? I never hear him talk about him.
No. The most we've really seen from him is in photos when Trump was in the White House, and then that Melania and Barron moved out of the White House so that he could attend school somewhere else, and then the kid is crazy tall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's crazy tall. Yeah. And the other two, notice Ivanka has been different than the two boys. The boys are taking on the attack, but Ivanka just says, I love my father.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not getting involved, basically.
And she has her own family. She has her children to protect. And she, good for her for just kind of saying, like, look, I love my father. I love my country. This whole thing is sad and disheartening, and I'm just going to take myself out of it. And then what's the other daughter's name? Tiffany.
Yes.
We really have never seen too much from Tiffany.
Don't see much of her. She just keeps out of the limelight. At any rate, well, you don't see them blaming their father for things. That's a good thing. I just think that the blame game goes no place. I have a sign in my office, fix the problem, not the blame. And if you forgive your parents, if they're the ones that maybe sent you down the wrong path or sent you down a path that was questionable, or you went down a path because of their influence, whatever it is, at some point in your life, the resolve, if you have pain, is in your own hands. And so when you you couple that with this thing, I know that what I'm saying is not popular with people because people are so blinded. That's, I go back to again, I don't want to beat this to death, but in terms of why it is that people are so enamored with Donald Trump, he's just another human being who has been able to, for however the reason, capture the people that, capture the people's image, mind, whatever it is. I'm not that devoted to anybody except my children, my grandchildren. That's it. I think I'm devoted to doing things that are of value on this program and helping people with other stuff in my life. But I've never, ever, I'm not a great religionist. Although I did get a kick out of it as we get into this Palm Sunday and Easter Sunday, some of the pictures around, this is a completely, I'm going down a completely different street now, how the pictures, the Shroud of Turin and what the research showed about whether it really was the thing that his body was wrapped in. They claim they've got, they don't have DNA, but they have, enough proof that it is. And then what Jesus looked like. And it's just so amazing to see the different pictures of what people think Jesus looked like. He was a dark-skinned, big-nosed Semite. He's a Middle Eastern guy. And so all these pictures of him with light hair and features that are just nonsense. It just doesn't fit. But it fits the conversation that people want to have because they want to think that Jesus looked like them, or they want, the old business that you learn that you're in the image, the human beings were created in the image of God.
Mm-hmm.
Where that comes from is a question. It's all, men have done a great job with this story as they have of so many other stories. Do I believe that it's possible that somebody could rise from the dead and go into the ethos? I think anything is possible. Anything.
Well, when you look at a lot of the different religions, there are a lot of similarities. A lot of the teachings
are.
Doing to others as you would have them do unto you, regardless of the actual religion itself. That's a lot of the teaching across the board.
Yeah, right, exactly. Anyway, I was looking back to and the same, not the same, but kind of the same thing happened. I made reference to Clinton and where my mind is going, what I'm remembering about him being a cheat. The history of Trump and Clinton, they cheated on their wives. And so you can look at tabloids all around the country, because most of them, the ones that still exist are in New York City. And there, but you look at the National Enquirer and some of that. The guy that runs the National Enquirer is a great friend of Clinton's, and apparently he was, I mean, of Trump's, and he was involved in this in some way, shape, or form. I don't know. Could he be convicted? And even if he is, I saw something on, was I watching yesterday morning when I was getting dressed? It was either Morning Joe. And they were talking about the hardcore 25-30% of Americans who were going to vote for Trump no matter what. If he was a mass murderer, they'd vote for him. And so, okay, if that's it, then that's it. But how much time are we going to spend talking about this, which is, it's great theater, but what else is going on in the world that we ought to be talking about?
But it also shows that the people are being picked and chosen who, what is going on with Trump has been happening. Other people have done the same thing, but people are going after Trump, and it's kind of saying, like, you can't just pick and choose. Everybody has to follow the same set of rules, and people are fighting back in the way of supporting Trump.
Right. Be interesting to see what the mugshot looks like. You can be sure that'll be all over the place. It's 48 after on Good Day.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo order.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale is on with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest 12th gen Intel Core processors like thin and light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus, get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new thing.
If allergic to Skyrizi, serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Dazzling decal on Daisy's Donuts window. Bold banner at Barry's Barbershop. Prominent poster at Penny's on Park Place.
This is your sign. Well, signs. To try Staples and see the difference. Get $15 off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more.
From Staples, and I couldn't miss it.
Ends 4/15. Visit staplesconnect.com/printbig for details.
Oh, I cracked the hull of my new ski boat today.
Oh, my gosh, why'd you do that?
It's not like I was trying to do it, you know.
Sorry, that's rough, my bad, bro. Did anyone witness this epic fail?
Yes, there's videos galore, and now I'm a meme.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's now 53 after the hour on the Good Day program, April 4th. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. It's Food, Farm, and Family time. Actually, we'll celebrate International Carrot Day, the day of the carrot. Vibrant root vegetable, right? This celebration goes back about 20 years. Celebrations in France, Italy, Sweden, Russia, Austria, Japan, England. Carrots are a hearty plant that can grow in a lot of different under soil conditions. They are summer. It really amazes me, the seeds. You ever look at the seeds, the carrot seeds, Jay?
I have little never seen a carrot things. Seed, no.
Little teeny little things. And they grow. They come from, the seeds come from various sources depending on the plant or whatever you're trying to grow. But mm-hmm. The seeds for a carrot come from the leaf. Little things.
Carrots
anyway,
are so good. So
yeah, they are.
Delicious. And we always think of the orange carrots, but there are purple carrots and white carrots. And
yeah, right. They're kind of like, in the manner of speaking, I don't know that they're nightshades. Potatoes are nightshades. Turnips, radishes, beets, that sort of thing. But they get the whatever nourishment there is in the ground. This is a perfect example of seeing how well the soil is doing in your area as to whether the carrot goes down or gets fat. If the carrot gets fat, then the soil is not so good. If it's a thin, long in the ground, then that's a healthy carrot. And it's healthy soil at any rate.
Good to know.
Yeah. So anyway, it's been around. We grow them in the garden, and we have a little storage area in the garage under the barn. They call it a cold cellar. We put the potatoes in there and things like beets and things like carrots. But they are really great for you if they're eaten raw. They're good as they're cooked as well. But you cool them, you have some water and clean them up a little bit. But the crunch of the carrot, yum. Right? You can hear it.
Mm-hmm. So good. So, I like steamed carrots. Give me that.
Do you?
Okay.
Carrot.
That still has crunch. That's still pretty solid. Not mushy
right.
or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that is so delicious.
So what's the origin of carrot cake? It's not, they don't usually use carrots and cakes, do they? Is there a carrot in carrot cake?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there is carrot cake. Mm-hmm.
Oh. It's what is it, ground up and put into the frosting?
Yeah, kind of like shaved a little bit. And
really?
Into the actual cake itself, not the frosting.
Into the cake
itself. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So apparently root vegetables like the modern carrot started in Afghanistan in the around 1000 A.D. And fast forward to the 1600s, the carrots that were grown in Europe made their trip across the Atlantic as we were going through the exploration and settling of America. And then the Victory Farms during Second World War, a lot of people learned different methods because it was easier to grow carrots. They were good for you, that sort of thing. And then now there are these baby carrots that you can get that are...
They just seem like...
Yeah, they're not real carrots.
Yeah, they're normal-sized carrots that are shaved down, and mm-hmm. they always seem so slimy because they're packaged with water and...
Yeah, yeah.
Blood.
The lady we were talking about who lived to be 100 or still is 100, who eats chocolate every day, does yoga, has had physical health, she gave some advice as to what the secret for her longevity is. And she said one of the more important things she said was enjoy what you're eating. A lot of people who live long, healthy lives don't focus on yogurt and vitamins. They don't always eat healthy food. As a matter of fact, this lady says that the children yelled at her. But anyway, she's outlived a lot of other folks at 100, and she hasn't necessarily had great nutritional input. Enjoy what you're eating. She loves shrimp. She says she likes anything that's cooked in batter, chocolate, all kinds of sweets. Wow. This lady's right out, cut out of the same cloth as
breakfast.
Me. Right, exactly. Milk with nuts, chocolate, milk chocolate with nuts. She likes that too.
So she's not about that dark chocolate life.
No, nor am I. But again, it's kind of back to enjoying what you eat. It's very important to do that. The most risky recall food at the grocery store right now. There's basic grocery store staples, coffee, dairy products, that sort of thing. And there are those. You're never going to have a problem with E. coli, Listeria, and Salmonella.
The leafy greens. That's the one. Well, that's the riskiest.
Oysters are also a problem. Anything like that that's not cooked. The sushi is very dangerous no matter what. So at any rate, maybe we'll dig into that a little bit more as we have time tomorrow. This hour is over. Kaputsky! It's 59 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.